Well, Ethel Fredericks accuses Marge of luring her husband Baxter away from her. Jane explained it was all part of a joke Mr. Race and Marge thought up to cure Ethel of henpecking her husband. But Ethel would rather believe the worst. Today, Baxter made a real business engagement with a woman for this evening. It means a big printing contract. This episode is in alternating scenes between the Aces' bungalow and the lobby of the hotel where the woman lives. But first to the Aces. Mr. Race has just come from the office.
Is that you, Marge?
No, Jane, it's I.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
Where's Marge?
Marge, she's not coming home to dinner. You know that. She called you, didn't she?
Listen, dear, I know all about the joke you and Marge made up to get Ethel's ghost. But there's a time for joking, and there's a time for not joking, and this is not.
Yes, yeah, I know all about your little visit to Marge's office this afternoon, too. She told me how you cross-examined her.
I wasn't cross. I had to find out if she was going out with Baxter. When you two make up a joke like this, can't you tell me?
It was supposed to be a secret, Jane.
Well, I wouldn't tell it to anybody.
I know, Jane, but the people you tell it to might.
They would not. My goodness, your own flesh and bone.
All right, don't work yourself up, though.
Well, where's Marge? She has to be here.
Why does she have to be here?
Because Ethel doesn't believe it's a joke, and Marge has to be here to prove she's not with Baxter.
Well, if she doesn't want to believe it. Ethel doesn't believe it. Did you tell her it was a joke?
Of course I did.
You mean that you...
Now, just relax, dear.
I'm about to relax.
Well, hurry and tell me where Marge is.
She's not coming home to dinner. Oh, why did you have to tell Ethel it was a joke?
Oh, what difference does it make? She didn't believe me.
Oh, she did.
No, she didn't. I tried to tell her that Marge isn't going out with Baxter tonight. I told her I talked to Marge, and I heard Marge call Baxter and tell him she wasn't going to play the joke anymore. I told her you and Marge made it up just to get her ghost.
Oh, Jane, you're
impossible?
Well, that'll do till I get my bearings. Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, let's get back to Marge.
Oh.
Don't you see she has to come home so she can prove to Ethel that she isn't out with Baxter tonight?
She isn't out with Baxter? Why? Where's Baxter?
I don't know, but he called up Ethel while I was talking to her this afternoon. I thought he was calling up to tell her he was coming home to dinner. Instead of that, he said not only he isn't coming home to dinner tonight, but he's going to be later than he thought.
But Marge isn't going with him.
I know, but Ethel doesn't believe it. You should have heard the thing she said.
Why? What did she say?
Well, she says to me, oh, no, you can't tell me that he hasn't got a date with that friend of yours, meaning Marge.
Mm.
And I said, just a minute, Ethel. And she said, he was with her last night and he's going out with her again tonight. And I said, just a minute, Ethel. And she says, and that was her strand of hair I found on his coat. And that was her hairpin in his pocket. And I said, just
a minute, yes, I know.
No, I said, just a second, Ethel.
Oh, just a second.
Yes, because he was talking so fast.
Oh, I see, yes.
I said, you can't talk about my friend like that. I said, if she says she's not going out with Baxter tonight, she's not going out with him. And she says, oh, yes? And I said, oh, yes. And she says, says you. And I said, yes, says me.
Oh, you both stole the whole scene from an old Howard play. Look,
Look,
Jane, will you leave out all that trite dialogue you two charming girls had? Just get to the point. What is it?
What is it? Don't you see? That's why Marge has to be home to dinner tonight. Because that's the last thing I said when I left there. I said, when she comes home to dinner tonight, you'll be sorry you talk like that. And she said, she's not coming home to dinner, not if my husband isn't. And I said, well, we'll see about that. Last look. And I turned around and walked out. Now, you see why she has to be here to prove it.
Oh, I see. That's the mess you got us into.
Mess I got you into? Did I think up this joke to play on Ethel? Did I tell Marge to start going out with Baxter?
No, Jane, but you...
I'll say I didn't. This is one thing you can't blame on
me. I'm sorry I said that. It wasn't your fault. Except that you shouldn't have said that the way to prove Marge won't be with Baxter tonight is the way that she gets here for dinner. Marge isn't coming to dinner because she doesn't want to have an argument with that wild woman next door. She says he's staying downtown for dinner and going back to the office to work and won't be home till late.
Oh, this is terrible. What are we going to do?
There's nothing for us to do. If Baxter's going out with somebody, it's not with Marge.
But Ethel thinks it is.
Oh, let her think it if she wants to. I don't care what she thinks.
Well, I do. She can't think that about my friend and get away with it. That's another thing I told her. I said, you can't think that about my friend and get away with it. I said she can get all the fellows she wants. She doesn't need Baxter. I said there's 100 boys in this town that would give their right names to go out with her. I said, who do you think is...
Hush, will you, Jane? There's somebody at the door.
Well, maybe it's Mark.
No, no, it's not Mark.
Oh, just a minute. Oh, I hope it is. I'm so ethical looking. Imagine her telling me a thing. I've come to see if Marge is here.
Marge?
Yes, your friend that you think so highly of.
Well, it's early yet. She doesn't...
It's half past six. She always gets home at six. I see you've heard him.
Yes, he's home. He got here a few minutes ago.
I suppose you think you're funny.
Well, there have been arguments on both sides.
Well, where is she?
Marge, she's not home. She's having...
Listen here, Grayson. You just wait.
Oh, no, I don't wait. I don't have to. I'm only waiting till my chauffeur gets back with the car. I'll soon find out where they went. I can trust Roy. He'll tell me where they are.
Your chauffeur?
Yes. Not only does my husband call me and say he won't be home till late, but he adds insult to injury by asking for the car and chauffeur. The car and chauffeur that I'm responsible for his owning. Well, I'll find out more when Roy gets here.
What do you mean, more?
I mean that I've already found out one thing. He is out with Marge tonight.
Oh. He is not. You can't say that about my friend.
Oh, no?
Oh, no.
Says you.
Yes, says me.
Well, this is where I came in. Look, Ethel...
Don't Ethel me. I see this whole thing pretty clearly now. You're trying to cover up for her friend and for my husband. Trying to make me believe it's all a joke.
But it is all a joke.
Yes? Well, then how do you explain this?
What's that?
Please have it with us, Dad.
I wouldn't know. All I can do is guess. I wonder whose initials are M.H.
M.H. Let me
see. Oh, where did you find that?
On his desk. That's where I found it. I went downtown to give him one last chance just a few minutes ago. Yes, I pocketed my pride and went. Well, I got his office too late. He had gone. But I found this on his desk. She has the authority to go to his office in front of everybody there. Thought she could get away with it, but she can't get away with this. Not to see the initials.
Hello, operator. Will you connect me with Maxine Henderson's apartment, please?
Yes, thank you.
This is Mr. Frederick calling. Hello, Miss Henderson. This is Mr. Frederick.
Yes,
right on the nose. 7 o'clock. Oh, I'm in the lobby downstairs. Well, instead of my coming up, Miss Henderson, so long as we're having dinner, why don't you come down? Well, I'll be up in a few moments. I've run along the price catalog and some contracts. I say I have some contracts in the car. If you think we can get that far along in the deal this evening, I'll bring them along. Fine, Miss Henderson. I hope so, too. Oh, what's your apartment number? 1205? 09. 1209, right. I'll be up in just a few moments. I want to send my chauffeur out to eat. Tell him to be back for about 10, shall we say? All right, Miss Henderson. See you in a few moments. Goodbye.
Roy, I
was just going out the car to tell you to go out to eat.
Yes, sir. Will you be here long, Mr. Frederick?
Until about 10 o'clock, sir. You'll be back about 10. We're going to drive out in the country somewhere for a late supper.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's something in the car I want to get, sir. I'll go out with you and pick it up. And you run along and have your dinner somewhere. Take a picture if you like, for your time. Or you might call up Mrs. Frederick.
Call up Mrs. Frederick?
Well, what for? Well, at least you might want to ride. You can ride for an hour or so.
Oh, I see. Yes, sir. I'll call it, sir.
But be sure to be back here for me about then.
Yes, Mr. Frederick. 10 o'clock.
They're not going to get away with this. Not on your life. I've got them dead to rights now, and all your shielding in the world isn't going to help either one of them.
Look, nobody's trying to shield anybody.
Oh, no? Then what's this fantastic story about this whole thing being a joke? I suppose you thought you could get away with that.
It was a joke. It was just a little thing Marge and I thought of.
Well, think of a little scheme to get yourself out of this. It's because before I'm through with it, I'm going to involve every one of you, especially Miss Dale.
Now, just a minute, Elsa.
I'll thank you to stay out of this.
Don't thank me. I won't stay out of it. You can't talk that way about my friend and get away with it.
Oh, no? Who's going to stop me?
I will.
Okay. You? Why, I could take you.
Well, what's going on here? Don't talk to her, Jane.
Maybe that's Marge.
No, it's...
Marge? You didn't come home to dinner. You know that.
Just a minute.
Listen, Ethel, you got this all wrong. It's all started out as just a harmless little joke.
Well, it's going to end up with a joke on you.
But I'm... Mrs. Frederick's here, Mrs. Hayes.
Oh, Roy. Yes, here, Roy.
There he is now. Come in, Roy.
Now we'll find out what's going on. Well, Roy, what is it?
Well, can I speak to you privately, ma'am?
No, speak up. I want you to say what there is to say in front of these people.
Well, Mrs. Frederick, I drove him to the Delaware apartment. He's there now.
Delaware apartment, huh?
Yes, ma'am. He wants me to come back and take them out for a midnight supper in the country somewhere.
Oh, he does. Well, we'll see about that. I'll be there now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not due back till 10 o'clock.
Well, we'll get there earlier than that. Come along, Roy. We'll stop and pick up my lawyer on the way. Now we'll see who this little joke on. Good night.
Dear, what are we going to do?
Do nothing.
Nothing? We must do something. We've got to save Marge.
Oh, save Marge from what? Marge isn't mixed up in this.
Yes, she is. I didn't want to say this in front of Ethel. But do you know those initials on the handkerchief she was talking about?
What about them?
Well, I figured it out. It's Marge Hale.
No, you figured that out?
Yes, but I didn't want to say anything in front of her. She kept asking us whose initials they were, but I acted dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Ethel is really set for some fireworks tonight. Just how she makes out with her raid on Baxter and the mysterious M.H., we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.